It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Podcast time. It's Brock and Hunter. What's going on, everybody?
What's up?
All right. It's Friday, and so we're doing our fun new thing. Well, we're doing it a couple times now. We've done it a couple times now. It is five facts, five opinions on a Friday. Mm-hmm. So let's get to it. Five facts, five opinions. Your first one, bed bugs are almost 100 million years old, which means they were around at the same time as dinosaurs.
Those bastards.
What is the purpose of a bed bug?
Eat your skin and drive you absolutely nuts.
I mean, like, as far as an evolutionary standpoint, though, it's like, do they feed a certain creature? Like, I can understand if they were a food source for something, but I don't understand what is the purpose of bed bugs.
Bed bugs are weird. It's a weird thing that people get that people don't like to talk about.
Yeah. Well, it's gross.
Have you ever had bed bugs?
Never had bed bugs.
I have. It's terrible.
And your old apartment, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I was in my old apartment. I don't know who stayed over. No. I don't know what happened.
No, you were just a filthy animal is what you were. That's what it was.
But that's how it happens. I think people get it from, like, maybe hotel beds, and then they go back to their house.
Yeah.
And then they spread it there, and then it just gets worse and
but
worse.
But just in general, it's like, I mean, because it's not like fleas. It's different than fleas. I'm getting itchy talking about
it. They go in your skin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They go in your skin. And dude. Here we go again. I can say it because it's a podcast. It's fucked up, bro. Here we go. So they go in your skin, and you don't know it until at night when they wake up. You could feel them crawling in your skin.
Oh, no.
And it itches like a mofo, dude. It is terrible. And you got to get like a cream, and what it does, it's a pesticide.
Kills them.
It's a pesticide that you put on your body. It kills the bugs.
So, Hunter,
and then they fall out.
You're telling me that you had bed bugs.
At one time, yeah, somebody slept over it, and I had bed bugs. And I was, dude, I'm itching right now.
One of those whores you brought over.
It might have been.
One of those sleazy whores.
You know?
One of those night walkers.
Oh, dude, never again.
Yeah, that's gross. Bed bugs are gross, and apparently they've been around for a long time. Like, how does something like that survive? Like, evolutionary, that means it's so well put together that it can survive 100 million years.
Wow.
I don't get it. Fact number two, Disney planned on building their second theme park in St. Louis, not Orlando. They developed a park in the 60s called Walt Disney's Riverfront Square, but it wound up falling through. Dude, I'm sorry, I hate St. Louis.
Yeah.
St. Louis is just...
I think I've only driven through it.
I know they got the arch down there and it's on the water, but I've never been to St. Louis. Kansas City, so I'm talking because I lived in Missouri for 6 years, and St. Louis was 3 hours away. Kansas City was like 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So really the same. Honestly, I would much rather drive up to Kansas City than St. Louis. St. Louis is just, ugh. It's a dirty industrial town. I never really liked it.
Yeah, driving through it kind of comes off a little bit.
But. It's just, I've never been a big fan. I can see why Walt Disney. Disney's only in like tropical areas or like nice areas, right? You got it in San Diego.
And you know another thing with Disney? Why are they building outside of the park in Orlando? Does anybody ever go to the one in California? No, if you have a choice, you go to Disney World, right? Not Disneyland.
So Disney World is in Orlando.
Yes. Disneyland, I believe, is in California, right?
Is that the only two? There's more than
that. There's one in like Tokyo. There's one across seas. But I think there's only two in America.
How many Disneylands are there?
But I'm pretty sure that anybody has ever been to Disneyland. I mean, don't quote me on this, but they're like, we should have went to Disney World.
Okay, so outside the two original resort areas in the United States, Disneyland in California and Walt Disney World in Florida, the Disneyland in Paris, Tokyo, and Hong Kong. So, God, there's not that many of them.
No.
I thought there was more. I thought they were kind of like scattered all over the place.
And honestly, I think a lot of the people from, the one in Hong Kong come to the one in Florida because it's better.
Because it's better, really. That's like the OG, like
it's
legit.
The OG. It's like they have the most rides. It's the biggest attraction.
And that's Disney World, too, so there's probably more to it. I've never been, and I'll be honest, I say this now as someone who doesn't have kids. I have no desire to go.
I've been once, and we went for 2 days, and I only needed one.
Yeah.
You know, it is directed towards kids. It's fun, man. It's a great time. There's a lot of cool
stuff to do and see. See, my folks never did it. Just one, because I think it's ridiculously expensive, isn't it? Like, just crazy expensive.
Oh, dude, it is ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they don't mess around with that. You're paying. And not only are you paying for yourself and your wife, you're paying for your five kids.
Yeah.
And there's no discount on that.
No.
No, they're not saying, oh, after three, you get this discount. No.
I just think about it. Okay, so you're paying, if you drive, that's still going to be expensive. Flying, so let's add in travel costs. Then you're paying for hotel at Disney. You're paying for tickets into Disney. You're paying for food. You're paying for drinks. You're paying for souvenirs.
You're taking a cheaper trip to Vegas than if you were to go to
Disney. Oh, I believe that. Yeah. Way cheaper.
Yeah. You know what my buddy said the other day when we were in Vegas, and it made complete sense?
Yeah.
He's like, you know what Vegas is, man? He says, it's the adult Disney World.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's brilliant. That's a great analogy. It really is.
And Vegas is trying to actually really expand their family stuff, like with shows and everything like that, which there is a lot of cool things to see, but I don't think they're quite there yet because it's still then at night. When, as soon as that sun goes down, it's just debauchery and everything like that.
It's craziness.
So, yeah.
You know, and it's the one thing you notice at Disney World and Vegas, it's kind of similar in that way. Everything is fake.
Yeah.
Everything is fake.
Yep. There's a color that Disney that was invented for Disney, and it's used at Disney World and Disneyland. It's like what they paint like things to make them blend in. So, like, if their air conditioning unit, it's painted this color.
Mm-hmm.
I got to find out what that is.
What, just to make everything correlate?
Disney paint color.
Another thing, too, like a lot of interns that go to Disney World. Oh. And apparently, it's like the most miserable, miserable internship you can do. You think it'd be all fun, but I guess they're like extremely strict.
There was something. Of course. Yeah, it's the rules with it. Like staying in character and everything like that. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's move on to the next fact. Fact number three: only two states have both Hardee's and Carl's Jr. Wyoming and Oklahoma.
I don't know Carl's Jr.
Same thing as Hardee's. Different name.
Yeah.
Different name. Exact. Pretty much the exact same thing. A few differences.
And I don't know how many times I've been to Hardee's.
Oh, dude. I love Hardee's. Hardee's
is a burger joint, right?
Yeah. It's a burger joint, but what they're known for is like their hot ham and cheese, their roast beef with cheese. They've really gone by the wayside. Hardee's, we lived off of Hardee's. Dad loved Hardee's. We'd always used to go, like after church, we'd go and get their cinnamon raisin cinnamon rolls.
What's their color scheme? Red and white?
It's got the star.
Oh, okay, yeah. The yellow star?
Yep, the yellow star with the smiley face on it.
Okay.
Hardee's and Carl's Jr., I think, was one thing, and then it split, or they were... All I know is, dude, I love Hardee's, and I haven't been to Hardee's in I don't know how long, and I you could give me one of their big hot ham and cheese sandwiches, and I'm a happy man with ketchup.
I think I'm getting that in Checkers. Have you ever been to Checkers?
I don't think I've ever been to Checkers.
I think I get those two mixed up for some reason.
Yeah. But that's the only states where they have, and I think it was one of those where it's like they split. Mm-hmm. Like it was owned by the same guy, and then one guy wanted to do something like that. Yeah. So, something like that.
Hey, you know what, though?
What?
It's not as cool as Benton Harbor, Michigan having the only Henry's hamburgers.
Damn right.
You told me that fact the other day.
Yep, only Henry's hamburgers. It started here, and then it became a franchise, and at one point had more, there was more Henry's hamburgers than McDonald's.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
And now there's just one left, and it's delicious.
Maybe I'll do that for lunch. Ooh.
I think they took all their deliciousness throughout all of the plants around the U.S. and just put
just
it in
put
one.
They put it into one.
Just a mega plant.
Fantastic. Fact number four, Tim Burton considered casting Bill Murray as Batman instead of Michael Keaton. Whoa. I couldn't imagine Bill Murray.
Don't do it.
I couldn't imagine him as Batman.
No, he's not a serious guy. He's not a serious role actor.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah.
I don't like Tim Burton.
I know you don't like Tim Burton.
I don't like his style of movies.
I think
it's weird for the sake of being weird.
He is.
And I guess this is where art is all personal taste. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten on the whole Tim Burton train.
Mm-hmm.
I just never have.
It's different. The different movies, man.
Let me look up Tim Burton movies.
You know why I like the Tim Burton movies? Because it's different than anything else you'll ever see.
Let's see.
And I really appreciate the work that goes into his movies. Like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
I can't remember how like the exact time frame, but dude, that movie took forever.
Yeah.
To film because they make their own little town. So it's just like little claymations, you know?
Damn, dude, he has made a lot of movies.
He's made a lot of movies. Tim Burton, man, he's... Come on, you didn't like Batman 2? You didn't like the first Batman?
It was all right. I mean, compared to... I just still...
Nightmare Before Christmas, you don't like that.
You know what? Batman works. It works for Batman because that's a... It's a...
Gotham, man. It's
Gotham
weird.
Is... And it's very...
It's kind of like a scary kind of a gray...
It works with his style, but I'll be honest, Edward Scissorhands, it's an okay movie. I don't think it's that great.
See, that's a good movie to me because it's so weird. It's different. It's
Tim Burton did Cabin Boy. I didn't know he did Cabin Boy.
Come on, you don't like... what was his other...
God, he did James and the Giant Peach? Maybe
it's a great movie.
Yeah. Mars Attacks, which again is okay.
What Tim Burton movie was I just thinking of?
I don't know.
Beetlejuice, man. You didn't he like did Beetlejuice?
I do like Beetlejuice, but again, it's not like oh my God, it's the greatest movie. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I thought that was just good. Sweeney Todd, I don't know.
I never saw Sweeney Todd.
But he does have the Dumbo coming out, and that looks really good.
And that's why Beetlejuice 2 is delayed.
It's because of Dumbo?
Because of Dumbo.
You know, okay, maybe, look, I don't get crazy into him. I think people are diehards when it comes to Tim Burton. Like, he's done some good stuff, but I could
I'll be honest with you, I liked his movies before I even knew it was Tim Burton.
Yeah?
I just liked that style of movie.
Here's my take. If they were making a movie of something I was really passionate about and I heard that Tim Burton was cast, I'd probably be kind of like, I'd be skeptical.
Timid.
I'd be skeptical.
And you know, another weird thing about the Tim Burton movies that I just realized right now, I hate musicals.
I'm not a big... It has to be...
If you break out in song and dance, like, I'm leaving. I'm sorry. It's not real life. Nothing like that happens. I will say, though, anytime they do it in a Tim Burton movie, like Nightmare Before Christmas, I can sing every one of those
songs. And
that's
why I can't... That's another thing. He does a lot of musical stuff, and I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Now, if the musical is like a Jersey Boys, awesome. But if they were singing real songs, it wasn't, you know, these made-up songs, everything like that. Yeah. So, anyway...
Yeah, like Grease Lightning busted out in like a full dance.
Go
like, come on,
Grease
guys.
Lightning, you're burning up the coat of my Grease Lightning, go on, Grease Lightning. Lastly, fact number five, 60% of all Christmas decorations in the world are made in factories in one town in China.
It's called Christmas Town.
60%. It's called Christmas Town. The place is called Yiwu.
I had no idea Santa was Asian.
Or Yiwu. It's Yiwu is the name of the town. 60%. That's bananas.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's, where is it at again?
In China.
In China. So China does that a lot.
Yeah.
China's pretty good at being the base of
mass producing everything.
Have you ever seen pictures of like inside of those factories?
Oh, dude,
or have you seen the picture of where your FedEx packages come from China?
It's nuts.
There's literally a guy standing on top of a mountain.
Yep.
Of packages, like sorting these things.
Yeah.
And when I say mountain, I'm talking like 20 feet high, guys. And he's standing on all these packages, kind of sorting through them. It's like, wow.
And the crazy thing is, with where we're at now, it'll just keep getting crazier and crazier.
Oh, yeah.
And it also goes, you know what? I've ordered a lot of things. I've never had a package lost.
Yeah, I have one.
And isn't that crazy, though, when you think about all the stuff we've ordered?
Yeah.
How still impressive it is that we don't...
They're pretty good at it, man.
It's nuts. And I'm not just saying China, but just in general. Like, I've never worried about a package. Ever.
I never understood, like, the FedEx guy that comes... He's got so much stuff in that truck. Like, it's all pre-organized, obviously.
How do they keep it straight, man?
But I'm like, dude, you never miss one package?
It's crazy.
Yeah, let's give props to the delivery guys out there, man.
Yeah.
You know, busting ass in the rain.
Making sure I get my... My fishing lures and you get your sex whips on time.
Right.
Yeah, and 2 days. Well, especially too, like day shipping. Like, what's awesome is we're really close to a Amazon distribution center.
Yeah.
And I ordered something not too long ago, and it was a day. I literally ordered it. Like, if you order it by this time, we'll have it to you by tomorrow. And I'm like, what?
What? It's wild, man.
What?
Imagine living next to the plant.
Dude.
That'd be awesome.
Be there in 20 minutes.
I'd be in heaven.
First, actually, you would be.
I would be in heaven.
And there's certain things, obviously, you can't get, even though it's in distribution centers, but it might be in different ones, but it just happened to be in that one just north of Chicago.
I wonder how fast you get a package if you live next to the plant.
You might get same-day shipping, like, or same-day delivery,
right?
But it also depends.
Because it's got a process.
Because it's got a process, it's got to go into the trucks, and it's not like, hey, Stan, that's just down the road. You want to take that over on your lunch break? You know, so.
But don't they have drones flying packages to, like
I don't think not in all yet. Areas. I think that's in bigger areas like, you know, the San Fernando Valley and like Silicon Valley and stuff like that. But it's nuts, man. Wow. It's nuts. So think about that. If you order Christmas decorations, there's 60% chance it's coming from EU in China.
China.
Big deals.
Well, thanks, China.
Thanks, China. We appreciate it.
Appreciate all the direct. Making my house look better.
All the lights. All the big lights in my animatronic Santa Claus.
They love lights. They love fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, they're really big into that.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. They're good at specific things.
Yeah.
Really good.
Like fireworks.
Fireworks.
Electronics. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this podcast. Five facts, five opinions on a Friday. Don't forget to explore more, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. And, of course, as always, tune into the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We will not be in here on Monday if you're listening to this, whatever. We're going to celebrate the Memorial Day. And also, I think we can wrap this up. We've said this a couple times, but happy Memorial Day. Be safe, have fun, and of course, more importantly, remember what Memorial Day is truly all about.
Take a moment.
And that is remembering, honoring the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice protecting this great nation. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate it. So, all right, that's going to do it, and we'll see you guys next time.